I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. It's a Monday. That means we talk business with the editor-in-chief of Business Lexington. His name is Eric Carlson, and today he joins me on the phone because he's not quite back in the office from this Kentucky regional tour with Commerce Lexington. First of all, hello, Eric.
Hello, Alan. How you doing?
Just fine. Tell us a little bit about the trip that you just got back from.
Yeah, on Thursday and Friday of last week, Commerce Lexington went on a trip to the western part of the state on a bus with about 43 business leaders, and we made stops at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, overnighted in Paducah, visited Western Kentucky University in Bowling Green, and then went back through a coal mine in Ohio County before returning to Lexington. And along the trip, we've got to hear from a number of leaders in the different areas around the state, including we had a great speech on Friday morning from the county judge in McCracken County, who is a UK grad and has a daughter currently at the university and had one previously there, and like talking about how he knows the history of Lexington because his history of Kentucky class apparently was the history of Central Kentucky when he was a student in Paducah. And so he went ahead and said, "I'll tell you a little bit about Western Kentucky because I don't think you guys know." And it was a very playful, fun exchange with the group. But we got to hear a lot beyond that with what types of issues Western Kentucky is facing and some of the initiatives that they've undertaken to go ahead and lift up their communities, including a major TIF project in downtown Bowling Green that is, I think, probably the best example of a TIF in the state, and also the Arts District in Paducah, Kentucky, which I don't know if you've been to downtown Paducah in the area, but it is a lovely, lovely city, and one that, unfortunately, I've only been able to be at three times each for a day, and definitely always wanted to come back there.
What does a trip like this mean for the business community in Lexington, so far away from Western Kentucky?
Well, a big part of it is getting to know our neighbors. You know, each year that we go on this trip, we hear a little bit of a veiled angst about the Central Kentucky. You know, there's one reference saying that we're the Golden Triangle, and if you're not in the Golden Triangle, that's not really a nice thing to say. And so each city that we go to, each time we've done this, and there's been trips to Eastern Kentucky, Northeastern Kentucky, Southeastern Kentucky, and last year through Central Kentucky out to Louisville and Bardstown and Frankfort, each year that we do that, we hear people happy that, frankly, that we're paying attention to them, that we want to know what they're what else is going on in the state. And I think that's always been a good thing, to go out and make friends with people in our region and get to know each other better, because in the end, we're all competing for the same pot. And if we have an opportunity to work with each other for what would help out the state more as a whole, then say, well, we want this project, you're not important, or vice versa, we're going to do a lot better as a commonwealth.
Okay, now while you were gone, we had a bit of a shakeup at City Hall. Vice Mayor Linda Gorton announced last week that she is going to step down at the end of her term, and that'll make 16 years on the council.
Yeah, God bless her for spending that kind of time on council. Yeah, she said in her remarks that one of the things that makes Lexington better is being lifted by its volunteers, and so now that's what she's going to go do come the end of next year, which seems interesting to me that she said she's going to volunteer for Lexington while having been on council for 16 years. To me, frankly, seems like one heck of a volunteership, because they do not get paid much for that job, and while it's meant to be a part-time job, nobody actually finds it to be so, and she especially, having spent 8 years representing the 4th District and then 8 years as an at-large council person, has spent a great, great number of hours in every week devoting herself to Lexington for a little financial return. And she is going to go ahead and spend time with her two expected grandchildren on the way and her recently retired husband.
All right, so you got another issue coming up in Business Lexington, and I understand there's a little bourbon flavor to this one.
Yeah, the issue that comes out at the end of this week, we go in line with some people that have gotten tipped off to the release of Pappy Van Winkle this past week in Lexington, the ultra-unobtainable bourbon. Pappy Van Winkle, that comes out once a year, was released last week, at least at area liquor barns. And we talked to a couple of people that were in line starting at 4:50 in the morning on last Tuesday morning, which, as you may remember, it was the first time people were waking to having snow on the ground. and so standing outside in line for hours and then being able to go inside, only to have to wait until noon before the bottles actually arrived at Liquor Barn. And I interviewed Roger Leaser, the general manager of Liquor Barn, about how he handles the whole release of Pappy Van Winkle. And while it may not necessarily be the way he'd like it to be for the amount of people waiting, it's something that is always a fun Central Kentucky treat, especially considering the international attention that's paid to this bourbon.
They line up, and yes, I think, I'm a little biased here, I think they're lined up in a nice place to be lined up in, but still, it can be for hours and hours, and then there's never enough.
Right.
So, you know, it's an uncomfortable, it's fun, and I'm excited about it, and I'm so proud that, you know, something, a product of that planetary nature is our neighbor,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so I'm real happy about all that, but it bothers me when I see people wait and then not get what they've been waiting for.
And meanwhile, of course, the mystery continues over the heist of Pappy Van Winkle at the distillery in Frankfurt as well.
Yeah, that's right. It's, as you may remember, about 200 bottles, a mixture of the Pappy Van Winkle 20-year and a handful of the 13-year-old Rise, went missing from a warehouse there on the Buffalo Trace campus. And there was a person of interest that apparently led to nothing for the police. And at this point, it is the big hot mystery in Central Kentucky. So if someone's offering you a bottle of 20 for a good price, you know, you might want to tell police or, you know, take it and keep your mouth shut.
Caveat emptor. Eric Carlson, Editor-in-Chief of Business Lexington, has been our guest today, and thanks again for checking in.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Alan. Look forward to being with you in the studio again next week.